A town nestled in the valley among snowy mountains. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. A Christmas tree grows in Colorado. A tree road in Front Street Pictures production. Wooden carvings of a cowboy lassoing a horse frame a sign that reads, Town of Brooklyn, Colorado. People sit around a large circular meeting table unwrapping gifts. They all hold candles.
Oh, another candle.
They raise their brows.
Here you go, Dad.
Oh, there you go, baby. All right. Great Secret Santa, everybody. Now, time to get back to town business.
Why don't we hear from our Director of Community Development, Aaron Chambers?
Thank you, Dad. I mean, Mr. Mayor. So, as everyone knows, last year two of our biggest factories closed down, which meant we had to reassess our entire economic model. During this process, one thing became perfectly clear to me. Brooklynites love Christmas, and each year we go all out to celebrate. So I believe that if we promote Brooklyn as a top holiday destination, we will be able to attract visitors who want to share in what we all know makes our town so special.
And those visitors will become customers and participants in our many themed activities.
As usual, we'll be hosting our favorite events, gingerbread contests, caroling, decorating, and visits with Santa. And as the piece de resistance, this year's celebration will culminate in a massive tree lighting in the town square on the 23rd.
With the right press coverage, we can cement Brooklyn as the place for Christmas in all of Colorado.
So I hope you'll all join me in spreading the word to ensure that we have the best attendance ever. Thanks.
Oh, and one last thing. I wanted to make sure you've met our new treasurer, Neil Stevens.
Hey, everyone. Just want to say look forward to working with you all. And for what it's worth, based on the numbers, creating a viable tourism industry is going to be vital to this town's future and long-term success.
Also, I'm happy to report that Steven, our dedicated intern, has already sourced a 40-foot tree.
Nope. It's no good.
Oh, no. What's wrong with it?
Root disease, which frankly is all the better for me, my dear. I mean, how was I supposed to decorate that giant thing all on my own?
I'm so sorry, Mayor Chambers. I had no idea.
Well, it's okay, Stephen. I'm sure you can find a suitable replacement in time.
All right, then. We'll reconvene next week and go over our remaining task list.
Oh, I'll be dreaming about it all weekend,
yes,
Raymond.
Yes, I know, Maggie. That's it, everybody. Right back at you, baby. That's it. 23rd is almost 3 weeks away. Please make sure whatever tree he finds is both impressive and formidable.
Don't worry. I promise we'll find a tree that'll dazzle even you.
Hey, you want to join me and your mom for dinner?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have Phoebe's housewarming / holiday party tonight.
Hey, why don't you invite Neil to join you? He's new to Brooklyn.
Dad.
Maggie even thinks he's single.
Dad.
Why?
You always do this.
Do what?
Every time you meet a new eligible bachelor, you try to fix me up.
Can you blame me for wanting my only daughter to be happy? Besides, if you're going to be mayor one day, you need the right partner by your side. Like I have with your mother.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I don't see you retiring anytime soon. So I think I'll have plenty of time to rustle up a man by then.
I tried.
Love you, Dad. See you Monday.
Love you, too.
They part ways. A crescent moon glows over the Rocky Mountains. In a family home strung with Christmas lights, Aaron hangs a glass ornament on a Christmas tree. A woman stands next to her.
There.
Yep, you nailed it, as usual.
I try. I am so glad you're home.
Oh. Ladies, some hot cocoa to go with your gossip.
Thank you. Extra marshmallows, nice touch, Tom. I think he's a keeper.
That's what I keep telling her.
You two are disgustingly cute together.
I know, right?
That's true. Married life seems to be treating you well.
It is. You should try it sometime. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming over early to help us out.
You know me. I live for theme decorating. Oh.
Erin stands to adjust the garland. She looks out the window.
You've gotta be kidding me.
What? What? Erin, what?
Erin dashes outside, followed by her friend. She gazes up at a shaggy pine tree that's taller than the house.
Isn't it beautiful?
I had no idea you were so into trees.
Huh? Oh, sorry, it's just... We're looking for Norway spruce exactly like this for the town square lighting.
Oh, Well, that's a relief. I thought that you had suddenly become super into arboriculture for some reason.
Nah. Winter fashion is still my obsession.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hats and scarves for you, right?
Erin cocks her head.
Okay, so that there is Kevin Snyder and his daughter, Claire. I think he said he's a firefighter and single.
Take it easy, Cupid.
I'm just doing my job.
Uh-uh. That is not okay. What? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Erin marches over.
I'm going inside.
The father and girl make a snowman.
Excuse me.
Who does this poor snow creature belong to?
Me, I suppose. But do snowmen ever truly belong to anyone?
Fair point. But in any case, the one living on your lawn could use a little attention.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Well, for one thing, his head is about to roll off. He's structurally unsound.
Dad, I told you he's funny looking.
Finally, a voice of reason.
Whose side are you on?
Hi. I like your hat.
Thanks. I like your hat, too.
Do you think we'd be okay with your dad if we made your snowman a new friend?
Are you part of some new neighborhood watch program or something?
Nope. Just a concerned citizen. Sorry, I'm Erin, and I was across the street with my friend when I spotted your snowman crisis.
Oh, wow, that's not weird to admit at all. But your honesty is certainly refreshing. I'm Kevin. It's my daughter, Claire.
Hi.
What do you think, kiddo?
Well, there are a few cherries and a carrot left.
Perfect. Okay, first things first. Come on, let's pack some snow into a solid ball.
Come on, Dad.
I'm going to show you how to make the snowman the right way.
Erin crouches in the snow with Claire. Snow falls gently on the house. Erin wears red pajamas and crawls onto her bed, looking at her phone. She posts it a photo of the tree she took, with Kevin and Claire making the snowman next to it. She types, "A Christmas tree grows in Brooklyn." She smiles at the photo, then rolls over and turns off the light. Daytime, Erin in the office. Her dad holds up the newspaper, which shows her photo of the tree.
Morning. Good weekend.
I thought I asked you to pick out something manageable.
You should have told me you found on your tree.
I did what now?
I gotta hand it to you, Erin. It was truly an inspired idea. Sourcing a tree from our original town square? It's beautiful.
It would have been nice if you'd consulted with me first.
I spoke to the Gazette this morning. They've already got a follow-up story in the works.
Our social media page is getting hundreds of positive comments, and not just about the nostalgia. Whoever this guy is, he's what we used to call a real dreamboat.
Maggie, stay focused.
Sorry, boss.
Thought I posted it to my personal account, not the city's page. I was so tired, I didn't realize.
No matter. Perfect.
Neil already added it to our homepage. Ray, you should get your picture taken under the tree for the next article.
You know something? That's a good idea. What do you think?
Whoa, no, hold on. You can't do that. I haven't finalized anything yet.
Make it official. City Council won't settle for anything less. You know, we should talk to a photographer about that photo.
I'll set it up.
What would I do without you, Maggie?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, look at that.
Firefighters in the station, Kevin among them.
Okay, Chief, listen, if this is about the missing ladder, okay, yeah, that was me, but I had to hang my Hanukkah decorations, and I'm bringing it right back, I promise.
What's going on, Chief?
Well, word just came down from the mayor's office. They've tightened the budget, and there's no easy way to say it, but we're going to have to make some reduction on your hours as well.
Unbelievable. You're counting on those funds to buy new equipment.
I know. There was nothing I could do. Look, I'm sorry.
Okay, take it easy. Take it easy. We'll be fine. We'll just manage with whatever we have like we always do, right?
Or you could use your newfound celebrity to get us the funds we need.
Or what?
Kevin?
Erin.
Oh, look who it is.
Hi. I'm so sorry to bother you at work, but I was hoping you could help me with something.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, come on upstairs. Just down this way. Well, why would my tree and I be newsworthy? More importantly, how did they get my photo? I don't keep up on the social media stuff.
Well, I'll admit the photo going public was my handiwork. But the bigger news is that your spruce was chosen for our soon-to-be-renowned town square display.
So wait, they want my tree?
We sure do. You won't believe how much positive feedback we've been getting. Don't worry, we'll arrange everything, okay? From cutting it down to the transport to town square. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll even remove the stump and fill it in with
it. I'm not interested.
I'm sorry?
I think you heard me.
But why not? It is basically a Brooklyn honor.
Well, it's funny because I'm not really feeling honored.
Do you know you live where the first town square used to be? This is synergy. Trinergy.
It's clever. Yeah, but I'm afraid my tree will be RSVPing a firm no.
Okay. I'm gonna level with you. This event is really important for all of us at City Hall, and the mayor thinks your tree is perfect.
I'm not too concerned about pleasing the mayor. He should be prioritizing what the town actually needs. Let me guess, I bet he thinks this will make for some great PR. Am I right? Let me tell you something about the mayor.
My dad.
Excuse me?
The mayor, he's my dad.
I see. I didn't mean to offend, but it's true.
Did I mention this compensation?
Okay, let me see if I got this correct. Your dad cuts our funding and our hours, but he has no problem wasting money on a Christmas tree?
Okay, maybe I'm not explaining this right. It's not just a tree. It's a significant event for our town. Let me start over, okay?
Well, there's no need, because there's no chance that I'll let the mayor have anything from my property. Duty calls. Good luck with everything. And thanks so much for stopping by. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
The engines pull out. Erin watches it go, throwing her arms down at her sides. Later, she walks up the office steps.
Oh, hey, Neil.
Hey.
Good morning. Question. Do you have any idea what's going on with the additional fire department funding?
Oh, yeah. I've been crunching the numbers for the new budget. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the city can afford it right now.
Mayor.
Sounds like you two are talking about the cutbacks.
Yeah, I was at the firehouse yesterday and I heard all about it. I had no idea things were so tight.
Which is exactly why we need to bring in those tourists. Need that revenue. Oh, excuse me, I've got a meeting. See you for dinner tonight? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Firehouse.
Question for you.
He points at Kevin.
What should I get Claire for Christmas?
Oh my gosh. I wish I knew. I feel like she changes her hobby every day.
Well, she's a tween, isn't that what they do?
Yeah, I guess so, but I just wish I had someone I could bounce ideas off of about these kind of things, you know?
What do you call me? Listen, one thing I know for sure, she's lucky to have you as a father.
Well, you know what? I'm the lucky one.
In other news, who was that woman who came to see you yesterday?
She is colluding with the enemy. That's who she is.
What, are we in a spy movie?
She works at the mayor's office. She's actually his daughter.
Oh, so she was here to talk to you about the tree.
Yeah, she was, but I'm not going to be a part of her dog and pony show.
It's too bad. She's pretty cute.
I didn't notice.
Oh, no, you didn't?
I didn't notice.
I'll be on my way.
Kevin eyes Erin's hat that's draped on the edge of his desk. Erin in her parents' kitchen.
Before I forget, did you make the deal on the tree?
Please say you did. It's all I've been hearing about since he got home.
We are still negotiating, but Stephen actually showed me some other options I think are much better. They're, leafier.
That's not the point. Symbol of Brooklyn's history. Besides, people want the tree they saw in that picture that you posted. They're expecting it to be there now.
Don't look at me. That's what you get for not using your teaching degree.
Politics is in her blood. My father was mayor. It's her
destiny. Yes, Dad, we've heard this before.
It's the truth.
And on that note, dinner is served.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
A toy store on the town's main street, covered in garlands and decorations. Erin dashes inside. She looks at a toy firefighter. Phoebe works.
I should warn you, your new neighbor is shockingly stubborn. Are you saying that I shouldn't ask him to borrow a cup of sugar?
It's about the tree lighting. According to Stephen, families were practically begging him to select their tree.
It's just a tree. I don't get all the fuss.
It's not just a tree. It's a significant event. I just wish he could see how important the celebration is to our town.
Well, maybe you just need to spend more time with him to convince him.
Maybe, but how?
She sits in her office. Kevin appears in the doorway with her hat.
Hi.
Please, come in. So, I hope you're here to tell me you've had a change of heart.
Just came by to return this.
Oh, I was wondering where this went. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
He squints at a drawing of the Christmas tree on her wall.
Interesting.
It's a mock-up for the Christmas display. We're building bleachers for the elderly because some of them prefer to be seated.
Hmm.
And it hasn't been publicly announced yet, but it's going to be televised, so we are going to build a platform for the cameras and the news crews. Yeah, it's going to be a huge deal for Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You see, the lighting is going to go like...
Well, that might not happen at all.
I'm sorry?
Well, I mean, judging from the specs, I can identify these 10 safety violations.
Are you serious? I had the Parks and Rec Department review it, and they didn't notice anything.
Well, for one thing, your bleachers don't have any railings, which your elderly citizens likely need. And the location of your tree to the cables and the flood lighting breaks about a half dozen fire codes.
She blinks.
Yeah. Not as dire as an unsound snowman, but your designs are what we would call problematic.
Hmm.
But you got 2 weeks, you know, so I'd suggest you find yourself a qualified safety consultant.
Okay, fine. Do you know of anyone?
Give my chief a call at the station. You know, she should be able to recommend one of the guys, seeing as how they're about to lose all their overtime.
Erin purses her lips.
Good luck, and happy holidays.
She smiles and he leaves. Her smile fades. Kevin leaves the front door of the office and Erin bursts out after him.
You're hired!
What?
I'd like you to be my consultant, if you're available.
I don't think that's a good idea. You know, I got Claire at home, and I'm not exactly a fan of your little holiday extravaganza.
Maybe not. But I'm guessing after the chief, you must be the most qualified, aren't you? And I know you care about the safety of this town, even if you don't care for my father.
There's plenty of other qualified.
Oh, come on. That's no way to negotiate. Present a counteroffer.
Okay. If I come on board, I want you to guarantee me 2 things.
I'm listening.
Once we're done, the chief and I get a meeting with the mayor about the fire department's budget.
Not a problem. And the second thing?
No more talk about my tree.
Her nostrils flare.
Can you start tomorrow?
You got yourself a deal.
They shake hands firmly. Kevin walks away. Erin grits her teeth and folds her arms. The town from above. Kevin and Erin meet outside. She hands him a cookie.
Morning.
Christmas tree cookie. It's cute.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
Okay. So the first thing I want to change is the layout of the space. So should we go check out the square?
Field research. Yes. Good idea.
She turns and strides away in the empty square.
So we should move the TV news crew so they don't need as many power sources.
But from that angle, we can't see the tree in its full splendor.
We could just shift it a bit.
Okay, great, done. What's next?
Oh, hold on, we gotta go over the specific guidelines first. Municipal Code 43.1 mandates that all wires on outdoor public property be covered properly.
Can we use festive ribbon?
Those are not regulation.
Come on, aren't some rules meant to be broken?
That sounds strange coming from someone in politics to say out loud.
Don't be so serious. It's not like I'm asking you to commit a crime.
Well, aren't you? If it snows, then it could be a fire hazard. And I assume that would not look good on camera.
Of course not. And, of course, I want everything to be up to code.
So why are you televising this event? Is this some kind of vanity project?
No, not at all. We want to boost the number of tourists this year and for future seasons. I want Brooklyn to be viewed as a holiday mecca.
Well, I hope you're satisfied with how everything turns out.
You just have to see for yourself.
Well, it's not really my usual thing, so...
Merriment is everyone's thing. How do you usually celebrate?
I'm still trying to find my holiday sea legs for Claire.
You know, we host loads of festive activities leading up to the lighting. Might be worth checking out for Claire's sake.
He frowns and nods. Erin sits on her bed in pajamas, embroidering Christmas stockings by hand. A finished one has the name Claire. She embroiders the letter K on another stocking. Kevin and Claire walk into Erin's office.
Hey, Claire. Well, it's nice to see you again. Are you earning your keep as your dad's assistant for today?
Yep. He said I'm his deputy.
Well, congratulations on the promotion. Do you go to West Brooklyn Elementary?
I do. Did you go there too?
I sure did. In fact, my mom is the principal there now.
Really? Principal Chambers is so nice. She came to my class to talk about the school musical yesterday.
Nice. Are you going to sign up?
No, I can't really sing.
Well, that never stopped me. Having fun was way more important than carrying a tune. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, honey, you should definitely participate if you think you'll enjoy it, okay?
Okay, I'll think about it.
All right.
Do you know you live where the First Town Square used to be?
We do? I have to tell Grandma and Grandpa when they get to town.
I have those permits for you.
Oh, hello. Who do we have here?
Guys, this is Maggie, the mayor's right-hand woman. Maggie, meet Kevin and his deputy, Claire.
Nice to meet you, Claire. You know, I just saw some kids your age making snow angels out front.
Can we go see, Dad?
Yeah, why not?
Claire grins and follows Maggie outside. Kevin and Erin join them.
So, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, I'm actually meeting with your Parks and Rec people shortly. They're probably not going to be too excited about that.
Well, how about I take her? The cafe across the street is having a gingerbread contest today.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, I think she'd love that.
Claire plays with kids.
Hey, guys, I'm Claire. Claire is such a sweet girl. She must have been such a cute baby.
Actually, I didn't meet her till she was 5. That's when I decided to adopt her.
Oh, I think it's wonderful when families adopt older children.
Yeah, it wasn't too much of a hard decision for me. I was actually adopted myself when I was 8 years old. I was living in a children's home on edge of town until my parents adopted me. Then about 4 years ago, I was volunteering. That's when I met Claire for the first time.
It was like you guys were meant to meet.
Yeah, exactly. The day I brought her home was the best day of my life.
That is really beautiful. I can tell she loves you.
I should get back. The mayor is probably looking for me. Incidentally, Erin is single too.
Don't mind her. She is obsessed with reality dating shows.
Right, right. Yeah.
Erin grins awkwardly. Claire makes a snow angel.
Uh-oh. I think I need to show them a thing or two about the proper snow angel protocol.
Where have I heard that before?
Hey, guys. I regret to inform you, but your technique needs a little work.
It does? Can you teach us?
I thought you'd never ask. Okay, first, you plant your feet hip distance apart. Actually, let me just show you.
She falls backwards into the snow with arms wide.
Dad, it's your turn.
Come on!
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
You can do it! Let's go!
Right. Okay.
He falls on his back next to Erin. They wave their arms up and down.
You should have warned me. It was so cold down here.
It is a little cold.
So, this is what you've been up to.
Dad! Oh, hi!
They jump up.
Mayor Chambers. And you are?
Kevin Snyder.
Lieutenant Kevin Snyder. One of our town's bravest.
Ah, yes. The firefighter with the terrific tree.
Yeah.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah, well, we do what we can with the limited resources that we have.
Kevin is helping with the safety compliance. Only 12 days to go to the big event.
Yeah, you wouldn't want all that effort to go to waste on a party that results in an injury. Now, would we?
I should hope not.
Sir, the reporter from the Gazette is ready for you in your office.
Oh, if you'll excuse me, my interview awaits.
Break a leg.
Thanks, sweetie. Good meeting you.
Good to meet you.
Erin grins.
That's my dad.
Yeah. That's the mayor.
Kevin walks on the sidewalk at night. He answers his phone.
Hey, Mom.
Everything okay?
We just wanted to give you our flight information.
And what's this about new job?
Believe it or not, I'm working part-time at the mayor's office.
How? All you ever do is complain that he's more concerned about his reputation than he is about the city.
Raymond's a good guy. We go way back to our high school days.
If you say so. Email me your flight details and I'll see you next week. Claire can't wait. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
He hangs up and continues to the toy store. Aaron and Claire stand with the group.
Welcome, Brooklynites, to the annual gingerbread contest. The winner, judged by yours truly, will be rewarded with a prize of the highest honor. This glorious trophy. Good luck.
Okay. Now, first let's start with the frame.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hey.
I didn't realize you knew Claire.
I do. Claire is my new friend.
Hi, Principal Chambers.
Hi, Claire. Try not to get too carried away now, dear.
I won't. Thanks, Mom.
Erin flashes a smile. She and Claire build with gingerbread.
Hi, Dad. Look, we're making gingerbread houses. Isn't it cool?
It is the coolest house I've ever seen.
Claire is an excellent student. I bet all of your teachers love having you in their classroom.
Well, thanks for bringing her. Mind if I help get this to the finish line?
The more the merrier. Don't worry, we don't have any municipal codes for you to obey.
Okay.
Dad, can Aaron come tomorrow?
Yeah, it's the station holiday party. And yeah, please stop in if you have time.
Okay, thanks. I'll try.
He knocks down the gingerbread house.
Dad, be careful.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. It's not his fault. He's a Christmas novice.
Well, then tell me what to do, Coach.
Okay, first you need icing for the window panes. And candy. Lots and lots of candy.
Lots of candy.
Claire, Aaron, and Kevin construct the house along with other pairs of adults and kids. They squeeze tubes of icing and place colorful candies. They sprinkle sprinkles on top and add finishing touches of icing. Aaron looks up from their work.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, Aaron. How are you?
I didn't know you were a gingerbread connoisseur.
Well, I heard they needed volunteers to help with the kids, so here I am.
Well, well. I guess it's game on.
Oh, really? Loser buys dinner?
Oh. Yeah, sure, you got it.
Okay.
He gives a thumbs up. Kevin eyes Aaron. Kevin and Mitch.
I think we overdid it on the snack purchases.
Oh, disagree. These kids are going to go crazy for all this candy.
Okay, fine. Well, if there's any leftovers, you're eating them all.
No way. Not my cheat day.
Who are you trying to impress?
Hey, man. It could happen at any moment, right? I could meet the right person. Same goes for you.
No, I don't see any dates in my near future. I got Claire and the department to worry about.
Okay, but for how long? Because pretty soon, she's going to want nothing to do with you.
Are you trying to give me a panic attack?
It's a circle of life. I gotta get used to it.
Remind me again how you ended up being my best friend.
Yeah, luck for you.
Aaron emerges from the office and bumps into Neil.
Oh, Neil! Well, here I thought I was the only one coming into work today.
Yeah, dedicated minds think alike, or something.
Or something is right.
Oh, can you ask Steven to send me that invoice for the tree?
Uh-huh, will do. Just firming up a few details with him first. How are you settling in? Have you been able to get out much?
Not really, no. I'm kind of hoping a local might show me around.
In that case, I might be the right person for the job. I've recently acquired a vast amount of very detailed information about Brooklyn.
Well, you didn't give me the cliff notes over dinner.
Well, what about Monday night after work?
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. I look forward to it.
Me too.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Her smile turns into a frown. She sits in a cafe frowning at her laptop and clicking through photos of tall pine trees. She pauses on a photo of a tree next to barn and types in her phone. Later, she walks into the fire station, which is decorated with Christmas trees.
Hey, Aaron, you made it.
Hi.
Well, Claire will be thrilled. I'm Aaron Chambers. Meet Mitch Cohen.
Hi.
Hello.
And this is Linda Jameson, our fire chief.
Oh, you must be Raymond's daughter.
Yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
I hear big things are afoot for your celebration.
It's important to spread the word that Brooklyn is the place to be for the holidays. Plus, I'm hoping all of the locals will enjoy it.
Well, my husband and I are very excited about it.
Oh, terrific. Hey, do all of the kids here have parents on the squad?
Well, most of them are actually from the local children's home. Kev's here, the one who made sure they got invited.
Yeah, I just remembered, you know, how it felt like, you know, missing out on all these moments before I was adopted.
That is really thoughtful.
Thank you.
And it looks like they are having a great time. Well, listen, enjoy the party, everyone. I'll see you later.
All right, Chief. You know, I'm also hoping to enlist some more volunteers. You know, there's lots of different membership programs.
Consider me enlisted, if you'll have me.
Of course, of course. You'd be perfect.
She smiles. Mitch.
Aaron, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
And we do have a donation bowl if you are so inclined.
Yeah, we were hoping to use the funding from your office to buy some new equipment this year.
Oh, I didn't realize.
She pulls cash out of her wallet and drops it in the bowl.
Thank you. Thank you.
You must really love being a firefighter, huh?
Yeah, it's the best job in the world.
Did you always know this is what you wanted to do?
Well, the cliche is that, you know, all boys want to be firefighters and cowboys, you know. I'm tragically allergic to horses, so firefighter it was. No, but in all seriousness, nothing better than serving the community. It's extremely rewarding. What about you?
My dad has been grooming me to follow in his footsteps since forever. I actually graduated from college with a teaching degree.
Okay.
I even had a job lined up in Denver, but he offered me a job at his office, so I came back and started working at City Hall.
Well, as long as you're passionate about it, right? That's all that counts. Whatever that may be.
You know, I have to take this call. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Mitch steps to Kevin's side.
Well?
Stop.
Huh?
Stop.
Hello, is this Gail McIntyre? Thank you so much for calling me back. My name is Erin Chambers, and I work for the mayor's office. You sent in a picture of your farm, right? Well, I was hoping I could schedule a time to visit. We're only 11 days out, and we're still looking for the perfect tree for the display. Great. Thank you so much. See you then. Bye.
Kids file past Erin. Claire.
Erin!
There you are. Are you having fun?
Yeah. I used to live with some of the other kids. I miss them a lot, but my dad takes me to see them all the time.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know what? I just signed up to be a mentor there myself.
Cool. We're doing the three-legged race around the station. Do you want to be my partner?
Do I ever?
Come on.
They link arms.
Are you competing?
No, that's for the kids.
Dad, you have to.
Erin and Claire pout.
Oh my gosh, okay. All right.
I ran track in high school. You're going to eat my dust.
Oh, all right. Well, I was running back on my football team, so the only dust that's going to be eaten is by you. And that goes for you too, kiddo.
The kids and adults line up in front of an obstacle course. Mitch.
Okay, now before we get started, there are a couple rules. Each pairing is their own sleigh, and the first sleigh to make it through the course, through the North Pole, wins. Now, I will not have any cheating. Claire, I'm looking at you. Now, once we're all tied up, we'll get ready to go. And yes, I did get a nose job. Thanks for noticing. On your marks. Get set.
Ready.
Go.
The adults and kids jerk forward, their legs hobble together. They duck through garlands and around trees.
No. Oh, this way.
Kevin and his partner fall in the snow. The chief wins.
You were saying?
The soles of my shoe, you know, they're terrible.
That must have been it.
Yeah. I'm sticking with that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see what you got for me.
I've got something for you.
Okay.
Consolation candy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She shows him her phone.
See this? Huh? You mind if I post these today?
Anything for those likes, huh? Okay, just try not to get Claire in the paper again.
fire engine.
Be honest with me. You want to get in that driver's seat, don't you?
Very, very much.
Okay. All right. I can make that happen for you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
She climbs inside.
Whoa.
Okay, so you do know you can't be sitting in this seat without a helmet.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. I'm serious. There's a helmet right there.
Okay.
She puts the helmet on.
Yeah, now just press that black button right there.
Right here?
Yep, that's it.
Are you sure we're allowed to do this?
I'm sure.
The red lights flash.
Nice. There's just one last thing, though.
She looks puzzled. He leans in slowly, then reaches up and pulls the air horn strap.
Oh my God.
You okay?
Yes, that was loud.
Well, yeah, that's the point. Good?
Daytime in town. Erin gets out of her car in front of Kevin's house. He's dragging a smaller Christmas tree inside.
Well, well. Glad to see you don't scorn all Christmas trees.
If you're here to critique my tree decorations, you're a little early.
If I stay quiet, will you let me have that big spruce over there?
Here, I thought bribery in politics was frowned upon.
Oh, come on. Even you have to admit it would look glorious all decked out in the center of town square.
You don't give up, do you?
She peers at the trunk.
Is it just me, or does that look like a heart?
Yeah, that's what Claire always says. It's actually just a knot that formed after a branch fell off. Come on, how about we decorate this tree instead?
Sure.
They go in. They decorate the tree.
Aw, Claire, you look so cute here.
Thanks. Dad took that when I was 6.
That's right. It's our first Christmas together. And my life has been wonderful ever since.
She hugs him.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got you guys something.
The stockings.
Oh my gosh, I love them so much.
You do?
Thank you.
Well, good. How about you help me pick out the perfect spot to hang them?
Thank you.
Erin looks at a photo on the mantle.
Are those your grandparents?
Yep. They moved to Florida a few years ago.
How often do you get to see them?
Not as often as we'd like, but they'll be here on the 22nd.
So tell me, Claire, outside of school, what are some other things you're interested in?
Well, I have been wanting to do some magic tricks ever since a magician got to perform at our school last month.
Oh, I love magic too. Maybe I can teach you some of my tricks sometime.
Really? Awesome. Thanks, Erin.
But first, how about I take you and your dad into town to meet someone very special. Here's a hint. He rides in a magical sleigh.
I know who it is!
You think she's excited?
Oh, yeah.
They go to the toy store. Phoebe wears an elf hat.
Welcome to Tate's Toys.
Are you here to see Santa?
Well, just go on back then.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Claire goes in.
Everything okay there?
I feel like my jaw is going to lock into place because I'm smiling so much. It's really hard work being an elf all day, but I better get back to my spot because Tom is still really new at this whole Santa thing.
I'm surprised you're not lining up.
Oh, I sent Santa my list weeks ago. Shall we go and see if Claire's on deck?
Yeah, sure. You're really good with her.
Well, she's easy to talk to.
When I first met Claire, she had her little face buried in a book. She was so serious and quiet.
Was it hard for her living in the children's home?
You know, the staff does an amazing job, but you never know when or if you're going to find that forever home, you know? Or for me, sometimes it's just better to just stick to myself and not get my hopes up.
Having that in common must be partly why you were drawn to her. I'm so glad you guys found each other.
Yeah, me too. I just want Claire to know that she can always count on me.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
I can tell you're a really good dad.
Thank you. Thank you. Not always confident.
Is it hard being on your own?
It can be. I have my parents and friends and the squad, of course, but...
But it's not the same as having a partner on the front lines.
Exactly.
They smile with tight lips.
Dad, I'm up next.
Okay.
Okay.
Claire beams and hops onto Santa's lap. They take photos.
Okay, here we go. Smile!
I am so grateful for all your help, Mom.
I don't know where you get all your great ideas, but an exhibit featuring all of Brooklyn's milestones. It's another winner.
Well, I guess I had a good teacher.
Is everything falling into place?
Well, between us, it's less than 10 days away, and I'm still having trouble with the tree. I feel like I'm going to disappoint Dad.
Sweetheart, even if you tried your best, you could never disappoint your father. Or me, for that matter.
Thanks, Mom. I'm going to give it one more shot with the owner of the tree tomorrow, and if that doesn't work, we'll just have to go with our second best option.
Is everything okay?
I'm fine. I'm just stressed.
She smiles.
Tonight?
Ooh.
I am going to be working on my presentation for your sixth graders, so no more time for any tree worries.
No time.
The firehouse. Mitch and Kevin.
You went to the gym after work?
Oh, I can't today, man. I'm meeting Aaron.
Oh, mixing business with pleasure, I see.
Relax. It's called a business meeting. Going over any electrical concerns that may arise.
Oh, okay. So I guess you could say, sparks may fly.
Shakes head.
Oh, come on, don't give me that. That was funny.
Oh, hey, check this out. Look who's featured on the Brooklyn social media page.
Kevin scowls at the photo of him and Claire in the station.
Can't believe her.
What? I mean, maybe it's not your best side, but I think you look pretty good, man.
I'll talk to you later.
Where you go?
I'll just finish that for you, I guess.
Kevin stomps into the city office.
Posted pictures of me and Claire from the fire station party to the city's social media page?
Yes, I did. You gave me permission, remember?
I assumed you meant for your own personal page. I didn't think you'd use my daughter to promote your precious little party.
Are you serious? I would never use Claire like that, or you.
The first photo of us ended up on the front page of the Gazette. Is this your way of forcing me to give you my tree?
Come into my office.
They march into her office and she closes the door.
You've got it all wrong. Brooklyn is struggling, and I am trying to revive our economy by building our tourism, okay? The attention from this little party will hopefully put us on the map where we desperately need to be.
Then why didn't you tell me that?
How? You never let me fully explain the situation.
Then what is the point of the posts?
The point is I am trying to use my platform to bring attention to the children's home and additional resources to your department.
And why would you do that?
They're both vital to the city. I just volunteered as a mentor myself, if you recall.
Okay, so is this just about you generating good PR for your office?
What kind of a person do you think I am, huh? You know what, Kevin? You have got to be one of the most stubborn people I have ever met in my life.
Me? Look who's talking.
They kiss passionately, grasping each other. They pull apart. Neil enters.
Aaron? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, not at all. Neil, you met Kevin Snyder?
Hey, Neil Stevens. Hi. Pleasure. I just want to make sure we're still on for dinner tonight. I booked us a table at Fulton's.
She nods.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Neil leaves. Aaron and Kevin's eyes meet. He looks down.
I'm going to go evaluate your electrical grid.
She nods.
Enjoy your dinner.
He walks out stiffly. She closes her eyes. Snow falls on a restaurant at evening time. Neil and Aaron sit at a candlelit table. A waiter pours wine.
Thank you. Well, this looks great. I'm glad we finally got around to doing this.
What? Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm excited to explore the town, you know, see what this place is all about.
Well, Brooklyn will grow on you like that. It's like pineapple on pizza.
Right. I don't.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I am just a little nervous. Yeah. I haven't done this in a while.
What, like go out for dinner?
Been on a date.
He gapes.
Oh, no.
Wait, you didn't... But I thought... Okay, now I'm confused.
No, please don't be. This is my fault. Clearly, I wasn't clear.
No, no. This is all on me. I must have misread the situation. And my dad and Maggie, they were pushing me to... Maybe that's it. Maybe you just don't date people at work, or maybe...
Aaron. I'm gay.
Oh.
So...
Oh!
Yeah. I think you're awesome, but...
I'm not your type.
I'm sorry. I thought everyone knew.
Obviously not.
Obviously not. Well, can we still be friends?
Of course. Next time I'll even invite my best friend Phoebe and her husband Tom. You would love them.
That would be terrific. Cheers.
To the start of a beautiful friendship.
Maggie in the office.
A little birdie tells me that you and Neil had a date last night.
Well, you truly are the eyes and ears of Brooklyn, Maggie. But you can tell the bird that Neil and I are just friends.
Not for now.
Trust me, Dad, it's not happening.
Okay.
Have you looked at the city's website lately? We are getting so many comments about the tree. And about that handsome devil, Kevin.
Aaron, you're on pretty friendly terms with him by now, right? Do you think he'd be willing to say a few words before we switch the lights on? Be great for the news report.
Definitely not.
Okay, well, if he's not comfortable with public speaking, how about if he just stands next to you on the podium?
I have a confession to make. I don't think it's going to work out with Kevin's tree after all.
Since when? I mean, is he trying to renegotiate with you? The tree lighting is only 8 days away, sweetheart.
I know, and it's my fault that we haven't finalized the arrangements. I should have been honest with you sooner. I'm really sorry, Dad.
This is disappointing, to say the least.
He and Maggie exchange a glance. They walk away. Aaron puts a hand on her forehead and leans on the counter. Nighttime, a town square decorated with candy canes. Aaron and her mom.
Strong. You're not your festive self tonight.
I've been just thinking about Dad. I don't know how he deals with all of the competing town interests. You're so lucky you don't have to deal with all this drama.
True. Don't forget, I still have parents, the school board, not to mention all the students to manage.
But you still love it, right, Mom?
I have to admit, there is nothing better than the look in a child's face when they learn something new.
That's how I felt when I was teaching Claire new skills.
Oh, speaking of...
Hi, Erin. Principal Chambers.
Hi.
This must be your dad.
Mom, meet... Kevin Snyder.
Lovely to meet you.
Me too.
You're raising a very wonderful girl.
Oh, thank you so much, Mrs. Chambers.
I should get on stage. The choir is waiting to kick it off.
I didn't realize you were coming.
Yeah, well, you're the one who told me I should check out all the Christmas festivities, so...
So I did. Are you available tomorrow afternoon to take a ride? Claire can come too.
Any place in particular?
Well, a farm nearby has a bunch of tree options, and I want to make sure I choose one that's safety compliant.
Well, good to know you found some other options. Should we pick you up?
I have a few things to do beforehand, so I'll just meet you there. I'll text you the address.
Okay.
Phoebe.
Hey, guys, we were looking for you. You ready to get your song on?
We've been practicing our harmonies for days.
You two are hardcore.
Aaron says that the point of singing... is to have fun, and not just carrying a tune.
And the student becomes the master. I'm sure you two would do a terrific duet.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Oh, Neil, you made it. These are my friends I was telling you about. Phoebe, Tom, this is Neil.
Hi.
And you've already met Kevin. And that's his daughter, Claire.
Hi.
Hi. Well, thanks for letting me join your crew. It's no fun singing solo.
Oh, you're going to fit right in.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to take Claire closer so we can get a better view. See you tomorrow.
The choir sings.
La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la la la.
The crowd smiles. Aaron tries to smile and falters. The next day, at a farm with a big red barn.
We have plenty of trees to choose from. We're just thrilled that you're considering one of ours.
Well, Brooklyn certainly appreciates your help. And as I explained over the phone, once the display comes down, the tree will be donated to Habitat for Humanity so they can use the wood to
build a home for a family in need.
Wow, really? That's so cool.
Yeah. I got the idea while reading about the Rockefeller Center tree. They do the same thing. So I thought we could follow their lead.
Why don't you take a walk around? Come find me if you see one that catches your eye.
Great. Thanks again.
Dad, look, it's a donkey.
Oh, yeah.
Claire runs to a donkey pen.
Look, I'm sorry I couldn't come through for you, you know, but with my opinions on how the city's running and everything that happened with the station's funding, it just wouldn't feel right.
That's
so
fine. I shouldn't put so much pressure on you. I explained everything to my dad, and we'll find another option that works for us.
Okay, great, great. And the other day, you know, when we kissed.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I just have to apologize for that. You know, I shouldn't have let it happen.
Oh, we were in the heat of the moment. No big deal.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, one time mistake.
Exactly. A mistake.
Yeah. I don't even have time to date anyway, you know. Not that I'm saying you'd even want to go on a date with me, but...
I get it. You're busy with other parts of your life. I am, too. Right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not on the market. And I know you're not either, so...
Glad we cleared that up.
They join Claire by the donkey. The mayor, Maggie, and Aaron.
Yes, write that down.
Mr. Mayor, Maggie, nice to see you.
Kevin and Mitch spot them.
Oh, hey there. I didn't know you were bringing a helper.
Well, I do all the work. He takes all the credit.
Mitch used to work in construction, and I wanted his advice.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't mind getting my hands dirty out here today. You could use an extra man.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Why don't I show you where we map things out? I'm Neil, by the way.
Oh, hey. Nice to meet you. Hey. Okay.
Neil and Mitch stride off. Maggie.
Let's go check out the vendor with the donuts.
What's that?
Oh, I wrote a report about your safety concerns here in the square.
Aaron convinced me we should overhaul the space, so we're going to redesign the town square and put in some elevated seating for people to enjoy all year round.
Well, I'm glad my notes came in useful.
Very much so. So much so that we're actually going to establish a row of permanent vendor stalls.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense for the community.
It'll be a whole new source of revenue for the town.
Your plans look promising, but you do realize you'll have to make a number of changes to bring them up to code.
Told you he was thorough. This is just a first pass, Kevin.
Huh.
Still a work in progress.
Okay, well, I'll be glad to offer any suggestions.
How about you two continue this discussion while I go see Mom? Try to play nice.
Of course do. Best behavior. I swear.
The mayor sets his jaw and Kevin smiles at him. Aaron speaks to her mom's classroom.
That's how we came to be.
And that's why Brooklynites love Christmas so much.
That's right, Claire. And since you've all been such excellent listeners, now comes the fun part.
A white sphere.
We are each going to decorate one of these ornaments. Then they will get placed on the tree in Town Square for everyone in Brooklyn to see. Okay, let's start with this half first. Come line up, get your art supplies.
You are a natural with them. Seeing these kids get excited about learning is just so rewarding. That's why I do what I do.
Aaron grins and passes out the oversized ornaments. The kids decorate them with paint and glitter. Kevin and the mayor.
You're saying if we built them as two-story duplexes, we'd actually save money on materials.
That's exactly right. And that way it's more efficient.
Efficient, yes. Of course.
Aaron.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wow. Did I enter an alternate universe? You guys are actually getting along?
As a matter of fact, Kevin has proven to possess a lot of constructive wisdom.
And I can see how much Brooklyn means to the mayor.
Using his approach, we'll be able to save a lot on the renovation.
Well, that's great. Then you can use those savings for city programs and employees.
Certainly something to consider.
The mayor leaves them.
So is there more to do outside?
No, Neil and Mitch seems like they have it well in hand.
Then can I buy you a drink to thank you for going the extra mile?
Claire's at a friend's house after school today, so... Sure.
Great.
They enter a rustic bar and sit in a booth.
to hang out here all the time after work with the other firefighters. We used to have a weekly trivia team.
No way.
But you don't think someone like me knows anything about pop culture?
No, it's just I can't picture someone like you cutting it loose.
Well, you know, I guess I don't go out as much as I used to, and, well, life basically revolves around Claire and work. But back in the day, I used to go see bands play at the Red Rocks all the time.
Me too. All the time.
I bet we've been at the same show and didn't even realize.
Funny we never met until now.
To be fair, I didn't start building lousy snowmen until quite recently, so...
Speaking of, I was thinking of starting a softball league in town.
Well, consider me your first teammate, assuming I'd be welcome.
How's your baking? We're gonna need some sustenance at our practices.
Okay. I can bake like nobody's business.
Well, I'm gonna need proof of taste, so consider yourself on probation. Realistically, though, if I keep taking on more responsibilities at work, I probably won't have a lot of free time for hobbies anyway.
But more responsibility is a positive thing, though, isn't it?
It's all a part of the plan to rise up the political ladder. My dad expects me to run for mayor eventually.
But what do you want to do?
I don't know. My dad loves politics so much. You know, he thrives off of the pressure and being in charge. I just don't know if I have the same temperament.
Well, you know, you don't have to follow his lead.
I know. I would just hate to disappoint him.
As a father, I can assure you that he'd be more disappointed to discover that you weren't happy.
Folds her hands.
And as a daughter, I think Claire should see you going out and having more fun.
She pokes him.
I wouldn't want her to feel abandoned, not even for one evening.
No, I understand your concern, but every parent needs a break. Think about it.
Erin and her dad walk into the city office. Maggie approaches them with a newspaper.
Bombshell.
Raymond, you have to see this.
And Chambers come through. I just thought they were doing a simple profile on me and my attempts to boost tourism.
Erin frowns.
It's about Brooklyn's financial struggles and your leadership. Uh-oh.
It's okay. Just read it.
It says if he can't fulfill even a simple promise about a tree, maybe it's time for a new mayor.
He smirks. She purses her lips. The mayor.
My entire political career reduced to a tree. Meanwhile, all we're trying to do is help this town.
It might still be okay, right?
It could be. Bloggers in Denver have been posting about the event, and I sent invitations to all the local businesses.
And I've already organized for charter buses to bring in seniors from the surrounding town.
We could still get significant media coverage.
I just wish there had been another way to get Kevin's tree.
So do I.
Kevin unwraps a newspaper in his house. He pauses and blinks at the article on Mayor Chambers. He sets his lips tightly. Erin buys a donut at an outdoor stand in the plaza.
Thank you.
She sees Kevin.
Well, well, look at this. I'm surprised someone so task-oriented still has shopping left to do. Especially with 6 days till Christmas.
Very funny, very funny. Don't worry, with only 4 days left of the tree lighting, you'll be rid of me and my task list in no time.
So what, you don't think we'll hang out after this? With Claire, I mean.
Oh yeah, you know. Sure, she'd love that. Actually, she's the only one I have left on my list. I have no idea what to get her.
Are you serious? The perfect gift is so obvious. Come with me.
She takes him to the toy store.
Hello, hello.
Oh, what are you doing back here? You practically bought one of everything this morning.
This time around, I'm here to help Kevin. He's the hopeless shopper.
Guilty as charged.
Not a problem. What are we in the market for?
Please direct him to your finest magician's equipment.
Well, we have a few different options for that. You can just go to the back, right over to your left.
Great. Okay.
Select wisely, Kevin.
You don't want to help me pick the right one?
Teach a man to shop and he has presents for a lifetime. I'm sure you've heard that saying. It's very famous.
I promise I won't let you down.
He goes to look.
I thought you said he didn't laugh at your jokes.
Well, he didn't until now.
Hmm.
To be honest, I am just glad we can still hang out. Especially after our accidental kiss.
What?
Aaron shushes her.
When? Why am I just hearing about this now?
Because it didn't mean anything, okay? Besides, he made it very clear he regretted it.
Phoebe pouts.
Abracadabra.
Kevin returns with a magic set.
Perfect.
Perfect. She said perfect. So it's perfect.
Phoebe raises her brows at Aaron. Aaron and Kevin buy coffee at an outdoor stand. Aaron shivers and Kevin hands her his scarf.
Oh, man?
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know where my head is. I'm usually not so forgetful.
Well, maybe it has something to do with yesterday's article.
Oh, you saw that, huh?
I did. And I gotta tell you, I can't help but feel responsible. Is this something I can...
Nope. I mean, I am going to stop trying to change your mind. I'm going to respect your wishes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Besides, we can always find another tree. As long as the tourists show up, I'll be happy.
I think you'd also be happy to know that I'm following your advice.
Which of my sage recommendations are you referring to?
The one about me paying more attention to my personal life. Or having more fun, as you put it.
Okay. What kind of fun did you have in mind?
Well, for starters, I'm joining Mitch and the guys for a night at the pub tomorrow night.
There you go. I approve this message.
Yeah. Just gotta find a babysitter for Claire.
I'll do it.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to suggest
that. No, it's okay. I'd love to do it. I could use the distraction.
Okay, if you're sure.
Yep. An ice patch!
She slides across the patch of ice.
That was amazing.
Thanks. Come on, your turn.
No. Ice is not my friend.
Oh, come on. What happened to having fun? Just go for it.
Ready?
Okay.
He slides and falls.
Ooh. Are you okay?
Laugh it up, yeah.
She helps him up.
Don't worry, Lieutenant. I'll get that ice patch taken up for you right away.
Right, okay, all right. I'll never live this down, will I?
Nope.
Right.
Evening time. Aaron and Claire wear aprons in the kitchen.
I signed up for the school musical today.
You did? That's awesome.
Do you think my dad would like to see me on stage?
Trust me, it will be his favorite performance of all time. Mine, too.
You'll come and watch the show?
Are you kidding? I'll be the one cheering the loudest when you finish. Okay, come on. Come over here and help me, okay?
They roll out dough and cut cookie shapes. They decorate the finished cookies with icing. Kevin comes in the kitchen looking at his mail.
Oh, good. You're home. Perfect timing. You can help us frost the next batch.
Oh, prepare to be dazzled.
All right. Looking good. Oh, careful. Hot, hot.
Kevin unfolds a letter.
Smells perfect.
What's wrong?
My tree is being taken for official town use in 2 days. Crew's coming on the 22nd to cut it down.
What?
Aaron snatches the letter. Kevin stands with his hands on hips.
Claire, can you go upstairs and get ready for bed?
But Dad, we're not finished.
Now, please.
Claire goes upstairs.
Thought you stopped pursuing my tree.
I did.
I'm as surprised by this as you are.
That makes no sense. You work for the mayor, and this is your event.
There's a local eminent domain law that allows the city to requisition private property for public use, but I've never heard it being used for a tree.
I should have seen this coming.
Okay, let me just figure out a way to just straighten this whole thing out.
No thanks. The Chambers family has done more than enough already.
Kevin, I know that you're mad, but you have to believe me. I would never, ever go behind your back like this. I think you know me better than that.
I thought I did.
She inhales and takes her apron off.
I think I should probably be going.
He turns his gaze downward.
Say goodnight to Claire for me.
She walks out. He watches her go. He leans back and sighs. Daytime, Aaron marches into the mayor's office.
How could you? Eminent domain? Really?
What are you talking about?
Kevin and Claire's tree is going to be cut down tomorrow.
I thought it was a good idea.
This was your idea?
I secretly arranged it with the city council. I wanted to surprise the mayor.
You invoked eminent domain without telling me?
I thought it showed initiative. We let the press know that Kevin's tree would be on display after all, and the projected attendance is way up.
Everybody give us a minute, please.
Thank you.
The staff leave.
I can't believe him. You should have seen Kevin's reaction.
Maybe this is a good thing. I mean, the tree lighting is supposed to save Brooklyn. Our job is to look out for the entire population's interests.
Aaron turns and leaves. The mayor frowns. Aaron sits on her bed swiping through photos of her, Kevin, and Claire. She blinks back tears and glances at the snow falling outside. In his house, Kevin is also looking at photos of them on his phone. Claire's stocking hangs from the mantel. Kevin sinks back in the sofa, head in hand. Daytime, Aaron unpacks presents at her parents' house.
I wasn't expecting you. Your father's left for work already.
Good. I'm not in the mood to see him anyway. I'm just here to drop off your presents.
Mom frowns.
Why?
Won't you be here on Christmas?
I don't know. I'm not feeling very festive right now.
I heard what happened with Kevin.
Then you know why I'm so upset. Dad says he can't do anything to stop the plans.
Don't be so hard on him, Aaron. Your father cares very deeply for this town. He is only doing what he feels will benefit Brooklyn the most.
Aaron blinks slowly. Kevin clears the dishes at home. He walks to his front door.
Mom, Dad, what are you doing here?
Well, the flight came in early this morning, and we wanted to surprise you.
Very early Christmas, sweetheart.
Very early Christmas.
Where's my little angel?
She should be right down when we get
I'm
that.
Heading up.
Holy mackerel, Dad, what do you got in here?
Don't look at me. Ask your mother. So how's school going, Claire?
Good, Poppy. I got all A's and one B this semester.
You did? Wow, good for you.
I think Santa's going to be extra good to you this year.
I hope so.
Why don't you tell Nana and Poppy what we're doing tomorrow?
Yes! I almost forgot. There's a tree lighting down at the town square tomorrow night, and I can't wait.
I'm glad someone's excited. Too bad the tree that's going to be lit is a spruce in our front yard.
Are you serious? Oh, what a wonderful honor.
So they keep telling me.
You and Claire are going to be a part of helping Brooklyn get back on its feet. That's something she'll never forget. I'm proud of you, son.
Yeah.
Cheers.
You too.
They sip cocoa. Maggie and Aaron in the city office.
What's up, Maggie? Everything on track for tomorrow?
Oh, indeed. The tree will be arriving soon. All the decorations are ready to go. Not that I'll have much time, but never mind. This is a permit for rezoning you need to review.
Thanks.
Aaron takes the document. Claire makes a snow angel.
Now that's a beautiful angel.
Just like you. That's gorgeous. That's lovely.
Nana, my hands are cold.
Well, let's just get you inside and get some hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. Lucky.
Come on in and get you some.
Remember, sir?
I'll be in a second.
A city truck pulls up in front of the tree. Workers in hard hats get out. Kevin approaches them.
Hi.
Hi there. Mind if we get started?
Yeah, we'll get out of your way.
Thanks. We're going to need a wedge cut coming in right at the base.
Kevin turns to the tree and sighs heavily. He frowns and nods, then walks away. The tree rises high into the sky. In her office, Aaron looks at documents. Maggie pokes her head in.
Anything else? This document isn't about zoning.
Nope. It's an article on heritage protection laws. I just thought it might interest you.
Maggie smiles conspiratorially. Aaron holds the document in both hands and reads. She dials her phone.
Come on, pick up.
A worker carries a chainsaw to the tree's base. Another answers his phone.
Uh-huh. Everybody listen up! Everybody stop what you're doing!
Is there a problem?
So the mayor's office just called. Apparently, they just learned this land is eligible for heritage protection.
So what happens now?
Suppose that's up to you.
The foreman folds his arms. Kevin stares.
Yes, make sure you loop it between the branches. Yes, like that. That's really nice when it's looped, yes.
Aaron peers at the tree's trunk and sees the heart-shaped knot.
Yes. Oh, no. Why is this tree here?
What do you mean?
Maggie frowns.
I mean, why isn't it from the McIntyre's farm?
This was delivered last night, that's all I know.
Aaron sighs. Kevin watches TV at home.
Make sure you put some in the middle there. Yeah,
greetings from idyllic Brooklyn, Colorado. We are on location here covering what should be quite the Christmas celebration. Hundreds of people are expected here tonight, and some are saying this could be the most spectacular Christmas tree lighting in the state's history. Now, Brooklyn has not really been known as a Christmas
Lunch is ready.
Neil and the mayor in the square.
Well, I think it's safe to say these numbers are exceeding expectations.
They high five.
Since Kevin couldn't make it, I'm just going to go check on the electrical for the electricity.
Neil leaves Erin and her dad alone.
Really pull it off, huh?
Thanks to me. I tried to call off the tree removal. Kevin could have applied to qualify his tree as a heritage site, but evidently I didn't get in touch with the foreman in time.
Sorry that I let it go this far.
One day you'll understand.
I quit.
Excuse me?
Politics is simply not for me. I'm resigning after the new year.
Thought you wanted to follow in family footsteps.
I do. Mom's footsteps. I'm gonna finally use my teaching degree. I think that's always been my true passion, and it's how I can best serve Brooklyn.
Sure?
I am. My time with Claire the past few weeks has really opened my eyes to it. Kevin, too.
You know, I just want you to be happy, right?
I know.
Thanks, Dad.
You wish you were here right now, don't you?
I do. But that ship has sailed.
She turns away. The mayor smiles to himself and looks across the plaza. At home, Kevin hangs Christmas lights. The mayor pulls up in his car and gets out.
Well, if it isn't the mayor of Brooklyn, Colorado, shouldn't you be at the square for your big day?
Believe it or not, I'm actually here on official city business.
Since I'm currently off duty, maybe this should wait till Monday morning.
Kevin, please. Just give me a minute. I came here to tell you that Aaron was in the dark about the city council's plans. I know for a fact she would never have gone along with it.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that, sir.
I haven't told your chief yet. But Neil and I are taking a new look at next year's budget. And we're going to make sure that the fire department's additional funding is fully reinstituted.
Thank you. It'll mean a lot to the guys. After all, town is only as good as its fire department.
Couldn't agree more, son.
The mayor waves and turns to go.
Mayor Chambers, can I ask one last thing?
Sure.
Who was it that suggested the heritage protection idea?
What do you think?
The mayor smiles and walks back to his car. Kevin turns and presses his lips together. He and his family sit at the dinner table. Mitch comes in.
Hey, that's how it's supposed to look. It's supposed to look like that.
Hello? Anybody home?
Hi. Oh, happy Hanukkah, dear.
Oh, well, thank you, Mrs. Snyder. It's very kind of you.
Hi. What's up, buddy? Thanks for swinging by.
Yeah, man. No worries. What's going on? What's with all the cloak and dagger secrecy?
Can you drive Claire and my parents to the town square?
Yeah, sure. Wait. Hang on. I'm confused. What for?
Look, it's Aaron's big day. She's probably not going to want to see me around. It's better if I just steer clear.
Seriously? When are you going to admit you have feelings for this girl?
That is irrelevant at this point. She's dating Neil now.
How do I put this? I can tell you for sure she's definitely not dating Neil.
How do you know?
Trust me.
Hey, Uncle Mitch. Are you taking us to the tree lighting festival tonight?
You better believe it. Should we grab the coats and rock and roll?
Yeah.
All right.
Mitch and Claire fist bump.
Boom, boom.
Thanks again.
Yeah, no worries.
A beaming Aaron steps up to the podium in the illuminated town square. A crow watches.
Welcome, residents and visitors. We are so excited to share a Brooklyn Christmas with you. Since our founding, this season has been an integral part of our history and our culture. We'll be lighting the tree in just a moment, but first a few more words.
Kevin watches.
The holidays aren't just about the right gifts or the best decorations. It's about spending the time with the people you cherish the most, which is why we are so thrilled that you chose to celebrate with your loved ones right here in Brooklyn, Colorado.
She smiles. Kevin smiles at his TV.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
He sees memories of Aaron giving him a cookie, making snow angels and laughing, playing with Claire, pulling him out of the ice.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
She holds up the stockings. She slides across the ice and sees him fall. They smile at each other across a table. He puts his scarf around her neck.
The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest.
Their office kiss. Back in the present, Kevin smiles to himself. He walks out. In the square, people hang ornaments on the tree's lower branches.
happy to see you. Where's your dad?
He said he had to do some stuff at home.
Oh, come on, Claire. I found a great spot for the ornament.
Aaron turns to Phoebe and Tom.
Look at that. What do you think?
Guess he really doesn't want to see me.
Yes, he does.
Aaron looks up. Kevin stands swinging his arms nervously. Phoebe suppresses a grin and leads Tom away. Aaron approaches Kevin.
I'm sorry. I know you must still be mad at me.
No, you have no reason to be sorry. I'm the one who needs to apologize. But I know you did everything to fix the situation.
I tried.
The crew got your message in time.
They did?
Yeah.
Then why is your tree here?
Because you were right. I was being stubborn. And at the end of the day, I want this town to thrive. If my tree will be a part of making that happen, then giving up our trees, the least I can do.
Then I'm glad you came to see the tree in its full glory.
I didn't come to see the tree.
She blinks.
I saw your speech on TV. You said that season is the time to be with the people who matter the most.
Does that mean you're finally succumbing to my Christmas spirit?
I think so. Look, Aaron, I know I said that our kiss was a mistake, but we both know it wasn't. I can't stop thinking about you since it happened.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. I can't think of being with anyone else but you.
They gaze at each other. He swallows. Aaron's parents at the podium.
Okay, everybody, it is time for the countdown.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Mom pushes a button and the enormous tree lights up. The smiling crowd applauds. Aaron and Kevin hold hands.
Do you promise to let me build all of the snowmen in this corner?
Always negotiating, aren't you?
Get used to it.
They kiss tenderly. In the crowd, Neil and Mitch also hold hands. Tom hugs Phoebe. Claire hugs her grandparents. Aaron and Kevin's kiss lingers on. The star shines brightly atop the tree.